AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was convicted of spying in Russia and sentenced to 16 years in a maximum security prison.
This is a sham trial, sham proceedings, sham charges.
This was a quick and secretive trial. Wall Street Journal publisher Almar Latour says he is deeply offended, disgusted, and sickened by the verdict.
We were also expecting this to happen. So we've been mentally preparing for this. We will not be scared away from pushing for his release.
The quick trial for Gershkovich could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. Airports, retail stores, and media outlets are among the targets of a worldwide internet outage. Some services are returning.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage, although the disruption appeared piecemeal and was apparently related to whether the companies use Microsoft cloud-based services. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got obviously hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved. All of these systems need manual interaction to fix them. We're probably talking millions of computers.
They're going to be deaths because of this. It's inevitable, Bohr adds. We've got so many systems tied up. I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Biden campaign is insisting the president is not stepping down from the campaign. Six more Democrats in Congress are calling for him to drop out. The total is 28. Hundreds of firefighters gathered in Pennsylvania for the funeral of a former chief killed during a Donald Trump rally last week. This is AP News. Denver Broncos fans, among the workers at a Red Lobster in Colorado, got a surprise. The AP's Ben Thomas reports it's
a rare orange lobster.
General Manager Kendra Kostendick.
We have named him Crush, not only because we're Colorado locals and we want to support our Denver Broncos for the Orange Crush, but I will mention as well that this team has been through a lot in recent months.
Red Lobster filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection earlier this year and has shuttered dozens of restaurants.
No matter what adversity is put before us, our team is still here in Pueblo and we are still crushing it day after day.
As for Crush the Lobster, Kostendick tells KRDO,
we started reaching out to local Colorado zoos and aquariums.
The downtown aquarium in Denver took Crush in this week. It's quarantined for now, but will eventually join in an exhibit with other cold water North Atlantic ocean species. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.